4, and an 8.
Good morning, friend. How was your day?
Last night weren't half bad at all. I'm actually on my way up to Greer right now.
Play for it.
What, Patrick?
Easley and Greer day. I end up over in Greer for a couple of stops in the afternoon.
Man, if only we're in the afternoon, I'd go see you.
Afternoon, isn't it?
Yeah, feels more like evening to me, but it's definitely afternoon, technically speaking.
Been going good for you since the last time I talked to you?
Everything's been going pretty good. It's, I've been kind of dealing with a couple things, but I'm working on a 3D printer project right now, trying to get that dialed in so I can start printing things for my radio.
You gonna be printing?
Well, I was thinking about doing a couple, like, side handles for my radio so I can use it as a temporary photo setup until I get my real photo setup for my, or real photo radio for my antenna and stuff like that. And then, at least right now, I might do a bit of pegboard mount whenever I get my pegboard up.
I've been looking at for some stuff for the photo radio, like a frame where you can put it and mount it in a backpack, that kind of thing.
Stuff like that, too. And I like working with metal more than I do wood, more than anything. But if I had to do that, I get, like, metal plates and you just 3D print some, like, corner brackets. That's just me, though.
Company that makes a few, guards and relocates the antenna to the top and to where they're made to slide in bags. Trying to think of the name of it right now. It'll come to me in a minute.
The funny thing is I've actually got a buddy pole antenna. Matter of fact, the exit right behind me is that we talk. And that's what I plan on using for parks on the air. Maybe summits is depending on how this year is going to go.
This is the name of the company. They make it. What all they do is relocate the antenna connection up to the top in a BNC, and they keep enough air gap around the bag to where the radio can move air through it. That's what they're doing, and it's pretty neat. They got it for the Yaesu 891 and the ICOM 706, I believe it is.
What radios you're talking about? What was the name of that brand again? I had a little bit of static on my end. My fault, not yours.
Thermalock.
That is from WWC Noble.
Chandler is KO4NNH right over here, and Patrick, I copied that. I'm in a bit of a weird area right now, merging on 85.
Chandler, KO4HKX here.
Good morning, sir. Mr. Patrick, it's good to hear you. It's good to hear from you, too, sir. Talked to you on the net last night. It's good to hear you there, too. How y'all doing this morning?
It's wonderful. I'm on my way up to Greer to pick up some of my toolboxes from my parents' house. I'm actually on 85 right now, in the mobile right now, talking to you.
Sounds good. Really does sound good.
Sorry, Chandler, can you come back with that? I did not hear what you said. My end, not yours.
I said you sound good, Fred. Really do.
Sorry about that, Chandler. Like I said, I'm on 85. I'm not used to being mobile on here, so I'm not sure where all the weird spots are along this hot interstate.
Yeah, that's all right. They really try and put that information on the website, but that's all right. We'll make it.
Information on the website, Chandler. I mean, it's changing constantly. As the trees, the leaves come out and buildings go up, it'd be a constant battle.
True, but you could say something like conditions and spots are subject to change at any moment.
There's actually a way to do it with HTML, I think. To have, I'm not sure about this, but I know I have something, a program running on my computer that does this. It pulls data from the National Weather Service and it displays. I have a program on my personal computer that I use and that shows me the weather. I'm not sure if it's possible on websites though. I'm sure you could with it, but I'm not totally sure.
How much does that cost? Program that'll display all the data from the NWS.
This thing called, what's it called? I use this program called Rain Meter, and I made my own little plugin for it that grabs information from the National Weather Service, and it just displays on like a little widget, like old Windows Vista.
Oh, that's cool. So do you get like radar, or do you just get like the current temperature and what it's currently doing? What kind of information does it display?
Playing the current weather conditions that it pulls at the time. I also have it displaying the temperature, time that it pulled, like a HF fan condition chart, and excuse me there. I found one online that actually pulls all that information, and it also pulls the forecast too. I don't run the forecast though.
Well, that's not bad at all. Sounds kind of nice.
Me, I cannot complain with it at all.
Patrick, you still in there?
I'm still here. Just paying attention to the road. It's raining up here.
I'm spinning that. Be careful. Fred, I'm going to have to get with you and ask you to show me how to do that sometime. I don't know nothing about computers. But I'm 23 years old. That doesn't sound real good.
Well, I'm actually 23 years old. I'm a general class operator. I mainly, when I play radio, I go on HF, or at least when I'm at home. But otherwise, I'm here playing on this repeater more than anything, unless the Skywarn repeater is active then. Most time I'm listening on that.
Have you ever considered joining Aries or a Races group?
Yes, I would love to do that. I don't have time for it right now. I work a night shift in a plant job, and Patrick would tell you I'm pretty much on the radio early mornings and late evenings. That's about the only times that I'm on as much. And I would love to join the Aries or Races group, but right now, with my job conditions and living conditions, I can't do that because I'm asleep during the day most of the time.
I copy. Well, if you ever do get the time and you're not far away from Pickens, feel free to come to the Pickens County Communications Group up at Pickens County ESC. We'd love to have you.
I'm making a mental note right now. Thanks for letting me know about that. I'll definitely look into it, but right now, I'm also part of the Brawlers group in the AWRL. Matter of fact, I need to look into something. You two don't mind. Do either one of you know about control operators?
I'd love to do net control.
Fred, I'm sorry. I can't help you on that one.
I'm talking about, like, control operators regarding, like, radio and the call sign, the whole nine yards. I'm looking into something. We're in a weird situation at my job. We use a bit of the amateur space on there, and I'm trying to figure out something regarding that.
And he may have the answer to that one.
W4DJWKS4WWC.
That is morning coffee yet, so he may not be all bright eyed and bushy tailed.
ID. Yeah. I'd be surprised if Dave was up this early.
Nothing heard. Back to you, Fred.
Give y'all just the run of the situation. Long story short, my job, we have these radios already pre-programmed, and I've actually looked into the call sign of my work. Funnily enough, they use a bit of our amateur space, and luckily I don't have to identify there, but we have a weird situation where all one department is migrated to our channel, and they are not supposed to be on that channel at all, and I'm just like, how in the world did this happen? Like, I'm just trying to figure it out. I found some in part 97, but I'm not sure. I just want to kind of get an opinion on it.
Supposed to be on the amateur at all if you don't have your call sign. Now you could be on the GMRS, but you still got to have a call sign there. Or you could be on the MERS, but I don't know all that. I don't have it all straight yet.
Standing, like my job, the job site issued a call sign. Everybody can use the radio as long as they're on that call, that job site, to my knowledge. I'm not real sure. It's very, very weird. But as far as I know, I don't have to identify because I used the job site's call sign when my radio keys. I actually do hear a tone here and there with certain radios that other people use.
Fred, I know that T-Mobile modem radio service is GMRS, but what is MERS?
I'm not sure. Their call sounds like Whiskey Juliet something, but I can't remember. It's something on, I know it's the amateur band. It's like 447 or something like that whenever I was looking into it.
Well, Sheriff's Office is in Pickens County, outbreaks on the 440.
Over in, I work in Greenville County at Drive Automotive.
If I'm not badly mistaken, MERS is the channelizer. There's only like five of them, and they're in the 150 range.
All right. Fred, what is your station's call sign? You're not your station. Your work's call sign. Did you already tell me that?
I don't think I'm understanding what you're asking there.
What is the call sign for your company?
It's Whiskey Juliet something. I'm not sure. I looked it up a while ago in the FCC database. If you look it up in there, you can look it up by name. I think you can find it by Drive Automotive or something of America. I think it's Drive Automotive Industries of America. Something along those lines, but you can find it on Google Maps and might be able to do it by address, but I'm not sure.
Copy.
GMRS license, and my call sign there is Whiskey, let's see, WJK226, WJRK226.
I know it's not that long. I know it's a 2x3, I think is what it is. I can't remember. It's been so long.
Alright, guys, I got bugged out here for a little while. I'll be back later. 7:30.
Anyway, have a good day.
Good, great day, man. I look forward to talking to you in the future. This is KO4NNH. Patrick, you going to hang around for a little bit?
Oh, yeah. I still got probably 30-minute drive.
Alrighty, then. I'm actually in Greer now. I'm not that far from my destination, but man, let me tell you what, though, I got a new radio on the way. New HT, it's a ST3DR coming in the mail. Man, I got that thing pretty much for like a third of the price.
Where'd you get that at? Because I've been trying to decide between the ST3DR, the ST5DR, or the new ICOM. 52.
I'm from a amateur over in Texas. I saw him on Facebook posted up, and as soon as I saw it, man, I knew it was right away. That's a steal. He actually showed me it working, and I was like, yep, that's mine. So that'll be in the mail. I should get that tomorrow.
that sounds neat. Like I said, I've been torn between those three. The only thing that keeps me from getting ICOM is the price, for one, and then it doesn't do APRS.
There, man, honestly, I do. My dad has the ST3DR. I bought that for him for Christmas last year, and he absolutely loves it. He runs APRS pretty much all the time when he's out and about. Matter of fact, when he's flying, he actually takes pictures and sends me the how fast he's going and everything. I always get a chuckle out of it whenever he sends pictures whenever he lands. But he absolutely loves it. I was messing with it last time I saw him. I knew right away I had to get my hands on at least a 3DR or 5.
Yeah, and there, like I said, there's lots of things when you read about or, you know, start checking out on that ICOM that are really neat, but they're missing that one feature that, you know, I'm really looking for.
Yeah, honestly, that has me perplexed there. Like, for the price of the radio and everything, I like the UI. I've actually saw multiple reviews of the UI and everything. It seems very, very user-friendly, except for APRS, and that's what's got me tripped up. Why didn't they put that in? But at the same time, I can understand this, like, chip shortage and something like that, but for the price, man, that don't make sense to me.
Well, it's got a GPS in it. I mean, you can get your GPS coordinates. I don't understand why they didn't add that feature.
Well, they might be coming out with a firmware update that may implement APRS in the future, maybe?
I don't know. I mean, and that's not spending that much money. I'm not willing to take the chance on it, really.
Yeah, I hear that, but I always hear good things about the audio, at least, but that's like the only, besides the user-friendliness and that, the fact that I have APRS really has me perplexed, especially in our area. Man, I was looking on APRS map. Our area is absolutely populated with APRS. It's pretty amazing.
Run APRS on my truck and all the time. I like the fact that I can text message, I can email from it. You know, I like those capabilities, and that's what I'd really like to have that in my HT also.
Yeah, and honestly, I hear you there in that. I think that there's the reason why I got the ST3DR. I was planning on getting the 5 until I found that 3DR for really, really cheap. But, nah, man, that really has me perplexed. But APRS, though, man, it just still perplexes me. They're missing it, but they got the hardware inside of it to run it.
I don't understand. I mean, yeah, D-Star, I haven't been able to figure out D-Star. I'd like to one day. But the way you got to get set up and how the procedure for setting the radio up is just, and I don't get it.
D-Star. I mess with DMR and Fusion to DMR, but I've never messed with D-Star. I've heard it's a heck of a procedure, though, to get it to really work.
D-Star, and I've tried to figure it out, and there's no clear information that I could find for a procedure on how to do it, for one. You know, follow these instructions, and this is how it works. I can't find that. Everybody's all over the place. Or they miss one little step that you need, and you can't work it. But DMR, I've got it up and running, and I figured it out.
Netflix, too, funnily enough. I don't know, man. I got mixed feelings about D-Star. Granted, like I said, I never ran it before. I don't have anything that can do it. But everything I've saw on it, it's really off-putting to me. And as much as the ICOM radios look nice, I think the only ICOM radio I'll ever have is a HF radio.
ICOM 5100, that's D-Star capable. And I love the radio. I love the big screen on it while I'm driving. You know, the 2 meter, 440 capabilities of it. Great. But the feature there is I can't use it because I can't figure it out. I can't get, you know, procedure on how to do it.
Tom not have that in the manual by chance? I know my STM300 had the APRS and Fusion stuff inside of the manual.
There, for me, I mean, I guess I'm I'm either reading too much into it or I'm missing something. And I don't have anybody that I can ask a question or help walk me through it one time so I can understand it. And so I don't know. I've got nowhere to go with it.
Papa, are there any, well, let me phrase, how many D-Star repeaters are there in the area by chance?
There's actually quite a few of them. But like I said, I can't use them.
Question of curiosity, I was sitting here and thinking about it, because fusion-wise, there's hardly anything in the area for running fusion. Matter of fact, all the fusion repeaters are more towards North Carolina. I've yet to really find one actually working in repeater book and working down in this area. But D-Star, I don't know. DMR, I know, is all over the place. I just didn't know about D-Star.
D-Star down here, I'm going off around my house, which I live in Western North Carolina, and there's like two or three D-Star repeaters in Hendersonville alone.
Funny you mentioned Hendersonville. I can actually hit a repeater from Pelzer.
40.
Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club, if we're not talking about that machine, there's a machine in Hendersonville I can hear it, but it's very, very hard to hear it.
One it is.
I don't have my FT991A in front of me to really tell you. I got it in the memory, but I don't remember which one it is off the top of my head. That I don't really play VHF, UHF, my ST-991A.
For my base station, that's what I'm using, but I do have a 7100 also that I could use for that. And I've got a 706, but I want to use it for the POTA stuff, the portable.
I hear a lot of good things about the 706. I've been doing a lot of research in the 706. I haven't decided if I'm going to get a Zygo or one of the old Yaesu FT-890s or even the 706. I haven't decided on that yet, but I do know that my FT-991A I'm dedicating for HF, and I'm in the process of hunting down a decent VHF UHF radio that has APRS already built into it, so that way I can just use that as a home beacon, but also play UHF, VHF when I want.
Pretty much go with the Kenwood 710 that I'm on now, the ASU FT-400, D-400, and we can't go with ICOM because it doesn't do APRS. It does a digital version of it, but it's not the same thing.
FTM-300D, which is what I'm talking to you on now, and my radio runs APRS. When I use it, I'm not on the repeaters. Because for some oddball reason, my radio likes to take over VFOB and transmit on there, and I lose all my audio on VFOA when I'm running APRS, which makes it hard to talk on repeaters when I'm listening to repeaters and stuff.
Do the same thing. When you're talking, it'll blip out for just a second. But it doesn't. I've been able to just work with it.
Well, Patrick, I'm at my destination now. I need to go ahead and get out and go start moving toolboxes and stuff around with my dad. It's been fun talking to you, Patrick. I look forward to talking to you probably later today. This is Scale 4 NH. I'll be clear after your final.
7-3, Fred. Have a good day, and hopefully everything goes good with moving your toolboxes in the rain here, so don't have any trouble with it. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.